Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across the UK.
This first story was told by Matt.
At the Brixton Ritzy, where the theme was sick and tired.
I'm 15 years old and I'm sitting in the school nurse's office and I can't stop shivering. I'm on top of my uniform, I'm wrapped in one of those red emergency blankets, and I can't stop my teeth from chattering. This is not a good time to be ill. It's only the third week of school, and I'm the new boy. I've joined the school in the fourth year, which means that in my school year, there's 179 other 15-year-olds, and they've all known each other since they were 11. They've all got stories. They've all got nicknames, and they all know the way to the science block. And then there's me. My last school was a very small, very religious school on the side of the Rift Valley in Kenya, East Africa, which is where I did most of my growing up. And nothing has prepared me for this huge, noisy North London grammar school. I feel lost. But my family has moved here to stay, so I've got to make it work. I've got to find a way to fit in. I'm working as hard as I can. I'm learning all I can. I learn the right way to tie a tie, which is with the skinny way out and the fat end shoved into my shirt. I learn the only acceptable greeting, which is, all right, mate. And the only way of responding to that is apparently, right? I learned that you're not ever allowed to admit that you've done any homework, and you never put your hand up, even if you know the answer. And if someone misses the ball at football, you have to shout, wanker, even if you've got no idea what that means. What else have I learned? I've also learned never to tell my story about the snake in the changing room, or my story about the leopard, or any of my hilarious buffalo stories. In fact, just never tell any wildlife stories ever again. I'm lost. And as the bell rings and the school roars to life, thousands of students and teachers move from room to room, and I see their shadows on the glazed glass, you know, the frosted glass of this tiny nurse's office as the nurse calls my mum to ask her to come and get me. My mum arrives and the nurse says she reckons that it's one of them dodgy tropical diseases that I've got. Now, on the way home, my mum and I agree that she is a silly woman. And in fact, what's wrong with me is definitely English. And it's probably a flu or something like that. But sadly, later that day, the doctor confirms that, in fact, I've got malaria. I don't honestly remember much of the next 2 weeks. I remember frightening dreams, and I remember waking up in the middle of the day covered in sheets that are soaked with sweat. I lose track of days, and I lose a lot of weight. But one day, my fever breaks. And shortly after that, I have to go back to school. where I find that in my absence, the headmaster has made an announcement. Matthew has come from Africa, where they have all kinds of terrible diseases. And he is carrying malaria. No skinny tie can save me now. I feel like I'm never going to fit in. And later that week, a doctor tells me that malaria lives in the bloodstream for 7 years. And I realize that no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I work to be just like everyone else, at a deep biological level, I'm always going to be carrying a bit of Africa inside me for a long time to come. Thank you.
That was Matt.
We've got one more story for you from the Brixton Ritzy, and it's by Louise.
So I'm going to tell a story that's not really about being sick or tired, but I feel like at the end of it, I felt both sick and very tired. It occurred in Uganda when I was 18 and I was young and I went travelling and I went to do a project I was out there and there are lots of different groups and we're all in tiny villages kind of in a similar area. And one night, one of the groups on a Friday night was like, we're going to have a party, you should come along. So we made the trek to the party, which was quite a long trek. And we got there and we had some fun and we drank a lot of alcohol because that's what young English people do. So taking binge drinking to Africa, good. So we were there and it got to about, it must have been about 2 a.m. and we had told our school that we were going to paint the school in the morning. So we had to get back. Of course, when we did paint the school, they then repainted it without telling us because we did a terrible job. So we were at this party and it was 2 a.m. and we were drunk and we decided we needed to get home, but there's not really any public transport going on and we're in a village far away from a big town. And I had called ahead to arrange a taxi in a further along town and we just thought, well, we'll just hitchhike. So we decided to hitchhike and we waited out by this big road. It was very dark and we waited for quite a long time. Every time something came along, we'd shout and scream and then it went. That happened maybe twice in an hour. And we're like, right, then we'll wait for another half an hour. And eventually a lorry came along and they stopped and it was great. And so 5 of us bundled into the front of a lorry, which was surprisingly spacious. And we got in and everyone else fell asleep. First rule of hitchhiking, don't fall asleep. So I was left with the task of being the responsible person, quite drunk. Just thought, well, I'll just keep talking to the guys. And they're really nice guys. They're coming through from the Congo. And we just had a conversation. It was great. And then sort of midway through the conversation, one of them said, it's my ambition to have 5 wives and for the 5th one to be English. And I was like, Okay. So I said, well, you know, unfortunately, I sort of believe in monogamy, so I'd like to be the only wife. And they said, okay, I'll get rid of all of my wives for you. So that's incredibly generous of you, but I think I'll be okay. And somehow managed to stave off getting married in a lorry. And eventually we got to the town where I knew this taxi guy and we were going to meet him. And we were fine. We got out and we were at this petrol station. It was really, really very dark town. There was no lighting anywhere. And so we got off and everyone sort of just started walking off down the road because the taxi wasn't there and I was just getting out my phone to call the taxi. Everyone was a little bit further ahead, so I was calling the number and like trying to speak to him, couldn't really hear. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I suddenly feel I've been grabbed and my bag's been grabbed and I sort of have a bit of a tussle. It was incredibly scary and sort of I can't really remember, but I dropped to the floor and I came round and whoever it was had run off and I didn't have my phone. And I was terrified, and I shouted, I've lost my phone. They've taken my phone. They've taken my phone. And my friends just go, oh, just pick it up. Just think, I've dropped my phone. Thanks very much. No, I've been mugged. So they run back, and they come and get me, and my friend Ben tries to run after them. Don't be a complete idiot. Stay with us. So we're fine. I'm a bit shaken up, but we've got to find a way to get home, because we've got to paint the school in the morning, because they want us to. So we're walking along, and we know that there's a little area where sometimes some bikes, some boda bodas. So we walk along, and thankfully there's a group of guys there, and we say, "Can you please take us to Busambatia, to our village?" And they're like, "Of course, hop on." And so Ben and Harriet, they go off, and then me and my friend Louise are on the other bike, and the engine's kind of a bit dodgy to start. We're like, "Okay, come on." We're a bit unsure. Oh shit! And then just as the engine's about to go, as a group of guys comes around us, one puts his hand in my friend's pocket. I'm like, "For fuck's sake, what's going on tonight?" And then she punches him, goes, "Go, go, go." And just in the perfect moment, like a Hollywood film, it starts to, the bike goes, and we're off, and we're on the road, and we're both crying, and we don't know where Ben and Harriet are, and we're shaking, and we're terrified. But eventually we make it all the way to our village, and he lets us go, and we pay him, and we're very, very happy to be back at the village. And then we walk through the village, and just before we get to where we're staying, I fall down a massive hole. Thank you.
Itching to make it to an event?
Our next Spark Encore is at Exmouth Market
on Thursday, the 29th of October.
The theme?
Be a man, or that's not very ladylike.
Full details at stories.co.uk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.